Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I have a lot of concerns. The question is, what are my concerns for this week on Memorial Day, with the weather being nicer and more cookouts and particularly around the beaches and the parks? I have major concerns with that because we're still in the very early stages of this pandemic here in Boston, in Massachusetts. All indication says that, you know, we could be battling this pandemic for, you know, 8 months to a year. I'm personally asking people, you know, don't be hanging on the beach. If you go for walks, practice social distancing, physical distancing. Don't be playing volleyball on the beach. Don't be doing things like that. Don't be doing activity like that. Because again, we're still in the stages where there's a lot of room for virus to be spread.
We'll be making love under the boardwalk. Boardwalk.
It's the Nets, Ken, the volleyball Nets. We got to rip the nets down on the beach so people aren't playing volleyball this weekend on Memorial Day weekend. We don't want. Well, beaches aren't open till Monday, right, Danielle? Is that the deal?
Correct, Monday.
So. What? I mean, what?
By design.
What? Oh, yeah, by design. Mm-hmm. Everything is by design. Mm-hmm. I love how all of these onerous, hard and fast rules that we've all had to live by, like plastic bags and no liquid on a plane, are suddenly expendable in 5 seconds. Like Danielle just mentioned during her coronavirus news update that now you can bring the hand sanitizer on a plane. I mean, how many people have been like ripped out of the baggage check-in and had like been dragged into a room with one of those big lights and interrogated over having half of a bottle of
that's
Pepsi
not
in
that's
their
that's
luggage.
More than 4 ounces. Should know that's against the law.
I know. Now it's
spread them.
Now it's suddenly like, get rid of that. People must be able to bring hand sanitizer on a plane.
Can you imagine people being like in the TSA line, like, oh man, you're gonna have to throw that out? It's like, I paid $1,000 for that hand sanitizer on eBay. I'm not throwing it out.
And what was the odd message at the end of the mayor's press conference yesterday that he gave to reporters about going to the beach? What was that? Was that he doesn't want them getting footage of people at the beach? Is that did you catch that at the end of the thing as he was leaving? I got the audio. Here he is.
Remember, no beaches for you reporters on Saturday and Sunday.
Is he just being funny? I think he's just being funny.
So that would like be a swing and a miss.
So the beaches will.
He actually asked the reporters. He said, "I just have one final question for you guys: is a hot dog a sandwich?"
I know, right?
So the beaches will technically open up and Tuesday then, or is it Monday they open up?
I think it's Monday, right, Danielle? Can
Let me
you
double
please
check.
Just
Hold
look
on. No,
that
I
up again?
Check.
I believe it's Monday. Now, in New York, the beaches are opening up to 50% capacity, but you can't go in the water.
Okay.
So
What's the point? Why?
Well,
why can't you go in the water?
There's a new study that the coronavirus lives in the water for 8 months.
I mean, come on.
I mean, are
it makes
you
no sense.
Freaking, are you freaking serious?
We live in a backwards world. You can't. The beach is open Monday, but you can't go Saturday and Sunday. Why? Right. What's the difference?
Right.
Explain that one to me.
Why can you show up on Monday, but you can't go there on Sunday?
Yeah, explain that.
You want to go to Carson Beach.
Right.
You can't walk over there on Sunday, but you can go there on Monday.
Like, there's no, and this is where I always argue with Dale, and he never has
an answer.
Can they never have an answer? What's the method to the madness? It's 6 feet, the rule, right? Well, why isn't it 5 feet, 11 inches?
And correction, you can go ankle deep in the water in New York. You can't swim, but you can go ankle deep.
So you can lose. What the hell?
That's insane.
That makes even less sense.
That's so dumb and arbitrary.
Isn't salt water one of the healthiest things for humans? Like, you can, your cuts get cleaned. You're like, everything. It's like the healthiest thing you can do is go in salt water.
That and pee on somebody.
And you can surf, but you can't swim.
But that's so, why? Why can you surf but not swim? None of this makes,
because
it's like,
they have no idea.
They folded up a bunch of pieces of paper and threw it in a hat, and they're like, all right, pick six of these, and we'll make this what people can do.
They sit around and throw a dart at the wall, and then they pick this rule, and then they go and check their bank account to make sure that their government check was deposited.
They're whole.
At 100%, and they've been kept whole. You mentioned 6 feet. In Revere, the mayor has announced that the Revere Beach opens on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you're going to need to stay at least 12 feet apart from other groups.
All right.
So we've doubled it now.
Okay.
Is that based on some kind of guidance from Fauci?
And is that only at the beach? So if I then decide I want to go, let's say I want to go to, I don't know, Squire Road and go shopping. Do I need to that market basket? Do I need to be 12 feet away, or is this just when I'm on the beach?
You going to Northgate?
Right. It's, and this is the madness that we're living in. And this is what brings me back to my lead, Greg. And says, if you continue to do this thing, right, all you do is split us, and we're already split at this point, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Where there's the Kens, the extreme...
Not extreme reasonable.
No, the extreme fear mongers who believe if you even, you know, breathe, you're going to spread the corona. And then there's...
excuse me. On this show, we call it a COVID.
You're going to get a COVID?
Oh. Yes.
Doesn't the 6 foot social distancing... Sorry about that. Just choked in my ear.
You got the COVID.
Does it remind you of the scene in Something About Mary when the guy's like 7 minute abs? Yeah.
Yes. Right. But,
and then you got, you know, like maybe people like myself who say, let's open it back up. You know, we need to just kind of get back to normal. And what's going to happen is you add that with warm weather, with all these crazy rules, 12 feet on Revere Beach, 6 feet at Shades Beach. You know, if you go to Southeast Beach, it's, you know, 5.5 feet. What ends up happening? What comes to a head and explodes. And the next thing you know, we're fighting in the streets. It's grab your sticks.
Well, the other big issue is that some people may get together for some kind of a rogue Memorial Day barbecue or something.
Which is happening.
Pool party.
Yep.
And Nancy Pelosi wants to make sure that you're not participating in a particular activity when you are doing that this weekend.
And there are ways to, again, have a family meal over the Memorial weekend, keeping our distances and not double dipping into the guacamole. That would not be a good idea.
Don't double dip, okay.
It's
still better than Fitzy's joke.
No double dipping.
Chuka is a hot dog a sandwich.
And I don't know what to believe no more. You see, the CDC says now it's extremely difficult for you to get the COVID on surfaces.
Yeah, we talked, that was Danielle's lead. Was that your lead yesterday, Danielle?
Yes.
Oh, okay, well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now.
Well, they just discovered that information. They were confident.
So now I can touch surfaces.
Yes, you can lick a surface if you want.
Don't have to worry about the COVID. But I got to be 12 feet on Revere Beach.
You can actually lick the nachos. You just can't double dip into the guacamole. Mm. That ain't happening.
12 feet on Revere Beach.
This is Jesse. Hello, Jesse.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
What's up, Jesse?
I just wanted to talk about a few things. I'm an expert in sandwiches, and based on the data we've collected, a hot dog is a sandwich.
Oh, okay.
It is a little confusing because the bread is on a different axis okay. than a traditional sandwich, but it is
all right, great. Sandwich. Thank you. Nick appreciates that. Nick certainly
just
appreciates
want to say, and it's not anecdotal evidence, Ken, so I can confirm.
It's anecdotal. God forbid. It's data. It's data. Hold on.
Any veteran out there listening?
What's that? Jesse, sorry. Ken, turn
I just want to say thanks to any veteran. Yeah. I want to say thanks to any veteran out there listening. Sorry that you have to see all of your hard work be kind of wasted upon us, just kind of caving into these tyrannical orders by the government.
Yep.
And I shook a guy's hand yesterday. He was 62 years old. We made a transaction. I bought a bevel saw from him.
Yeah.
And we shook a hand, and it seemed kind of like, you don't really think about shaking hands, a big deal, but it felt so, like, good afterwards, because I haven't shook somebody's hand in so long, like, to complete a deal, and just kind of like, you know, when you meet somebody, you shake their hand.
Yeah.
When you take that physical interaction out of things, I've noticed it just really, it feels so incomplete when you meet somebody or complete a transaction. One of those things that's a big deal.
So, Jesse, Ken is sending people over there right now. You are about to be dragged off to the gulag. You shook a hand.
That's it. I don't know. I saw my buddy. I went to his nutrition store. He has a place up on Route 1 where he sells, protein powder and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I bought some stuff.
Immune boosters.
Yeah, immune boosters. My boy Kenny. He also owned Sunny Noodles. And I went in there and I wanted I wanted to shake his hand, but I felt like, do I shake it? Do I not shake it?
Right. Yeah. It's so awkward.
Do I go in for the like, and it's like, ah.
Now, what about when you're doing a transaction with criminal? Do you shake his hand? Do you shake his hand?
He just nods.
It's the prison nod.
Right.
Yes. No shaking hands with criminals. Just the head prison nod. I see you, man.
Does he drop it off on the porch? So that your distance...
We'll confirm it.
It's proper. It's good. 12 feet.
It's 12 feet. We're only when we're on Revere Beach.
This is Jamie. Hello, Jamie.
Morning, guys. How are you?
What's up, Jamie?
Hey, so my grandmother, this is the logic we're facing in the world today. My grandmother had a saying growing up when we went to her camp. She said, you can't go swimming in the rain because you might get wet.
that's about what it is.
That's about it. All right, guys.
All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
But have any of these politicians right? And I know that we wanted to have Marty Walsh on, and I know he texted and he said he would call in, and maybe hopefully he does call in, or
he's listening. He used to listen, and
not anymore.
I don't know if he.
But even him or Governor Baker, right?
Yeah,
can explain.
He used
right.
to listen too.
Right. Well, like so.
This is all your fault. You know this, right?
Yeah, I know. I do. Okay. I will not be silenced.
And ask the question. Why can we go to the beach on Monday?
But can't go to the beach today. Yeah. When it's going to be 85 degrees
right.
today.
Or right. Saturday or Sunday. What's the... just tell me the reason and why.
There's no reason.
Well, we found out a week makes 36,000 difference in lives at the New York Times, this study. So mm-hmm. a couple days could make a big difference. Give it a couple more days.
Okay. So the next weekend should be, cool going to the beach.
Monday.
In theory.
Right.
Only we had a state that was actually doing something different that had yielded very positive results by allowing their citizens to actually go outside. Maybe we could sort of emulate them. But no, let's just keep doing what we're doing while Georgia has 3 consecutive weeks of a downturn in cases after opening up their state.
And those kids down there, they got to go to proms.
And they got their licenses with no road test. Yeah.
Have they returned to double dipping in Georgia yet?
Yes, it's called Magic City.
When it comes to the guacamole,
Magic City.
This is Nick.
Shake spots.
This is Nick from the Cape. What's up, Nick?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Thanks for listening down there on Cape Cod. Appreciate that.
Yeah, big fan of the show.
Thank you. The there was a woman at the Cape Cod radio station who didn't want this show to be on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, unfortunately, she's no longer with that with that company down there.
She got the COVID?
Well, that's good, then.
No, I don't know. I don't think. I think she's probably healthy.
We don't need anybody else silencing other people who are trying to tell the truth like you, Greg.
Yes, thank you. What are you calling about, Nick?
So I usually go off into the beach, just Sandy Neck Beach. You can drive out on it. And we got all of our restrictions if we want to pay our $80 for our season pass. I just want to read them to you guys so you can, Ken, you can tell me if a couple feet or a couple days will make a difference on this one.
Okay.
So if you're walking about 6 feet difference, 6 feet distance, if you're between groups, you have to be 12 feet apart. And if you're parking, you have to park 18 feet apart. And if you're in a camper, you have to park your camper 30 feet apart.
Wait a minute.
The beach is now closed 4 hours earlier. You can't do any ball games or ball playing. And you cannot have a campfire.
Well, that's about the environment.
You can always have campfires.
Not anymore. That's killing the environment and spreading the smoke spreads it. Is the
and most importantly, be nice to our staff because everybody's sensitive these days.
And what? Why the vehicle distance?
Yeah, I don't get
is that
one.
So people don't get out and bump into each other with in spray droplets when they're getting out of their vehicle? Is that
yeah,
why?
Yeah, I don't know, but you know what? We are allowed to swim down here on the Cape.
Oh, wow.
So
oh, wow.
Ken right. can bring his daughter down. They can fight in the car seat.
Yeah,
but they can have a nice, lovely Memorial Day.
Nick, yeah. but all when right. you swim, is there a distance between swimming?
I think you have to bring your tape measure out and make sure that you're still like 15 feet apart.
All right.
Pool noodle. You need the pool noodle.
I just, you know, I want to make sure because if we got to be 12 feet in a group, then if we this said group goes into the water, do we now have to make sure we still keep the 12 feet distance when we're in the water?
How arbitrary are all of these numbers? Like, it's unbelievable.
All of them. Revere Beach is now 12 feet apart.
And do you really believe people are going to do this? And that's
no.
Right.
No.
So what does it then lead to? It leads to a group of people going to the beach.
311. That's what it leads to.
Well, I think Danielle leads even to more than 311 because then you get, you know, Sassy Sally who walks up and goes, kids, you shouldn't be playing with your, you know, your whatever it is, your hacky sack there on the beach. And the kids go, you know what? F you. Go, blah, blah, mama. Blah, blah. And then next thing you know, we have, you know, we're watching Channel 7 beach fight at Revere Beach.
It two always kids, ends in violence with you.
Two kids get stabbed. That's
by the way,
all right.
Another Cape Cod listener texting in and saying that they did take the volleyball nets down, so the nets are gone.
You don't need nets to play volleyball. Come on, let's be honest.
Do you have Sassy Sally saved in your phone?
Speaking of Sassy Sally, we'll get to Quarantine 311 at 8 this morning. And then at 8:20, another pretty well-known exercise guru.
Okay.
Wants to talk about the gym situation. The gym people, I think they're rightly so upset.
Yeah, they should be.
They don't understand why you can't go to the gym, why they can't open their gyms. So we'll get to that at 8:20. But right now, Ken will tell us what is trending.
Drive home with OMF weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Red River Technology. Technology decisions are not black and white. Think red. Visit redriver.com to learn more. Good news, Wiggy is wrong. We're going to have hockey this summer. Sports are coming back. NHL conference call with the Players Association last night. Now, not official. TSN's Bob McKenzie, though, says if Donald Fehr wants to, he's got the mandate to accept the return to play. Mm-hmm. He described the conference call, though, as spirited, if not raucous, between the players and the owners.
So when do you think we hear some? Because I know the NBA said that they wanted to make their decision like at the beginning of June.
Yeah, this is supposed to be today. We're supposed to find out today whether the players approve the 2014 model.
But the NBA is talking two cities, right?
Although there was a report they're focusing on Orlando and Disney World, but maybe Vegas as well.
Yeah, Orlando and Vegas, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, but they also had a weird thing with the NBA that I heard. I don't know how much truth there is to it, but the teams that were outside the playoffs, it would be a one-game play-in from teams, I believe it was like 8 to 16 or whatever, to see who got that last spot. I don't know how much truth there was to it. I saw them talking about it on ESPN yesterday.
And what did you think about the 6-foot diameter in the ball? Did you hear that part of
nine.
It? Yeah, the ball's going to be 6 feet wide.
Wow.
We're going to have to obviously the nets are going to have to be
right,
bigger.
Don't you have to change the rims
you're
then?
You're going to have to change the rims to make
They're not going with your plan of pass the ball to somebody who then sanitizes the ball?
No, they went away from that one.
Okay.
The new layered plan is a 6-foot wide basketball.
Hmm. 6'1".
Keep everybody safe.
So do you think hockey will be the first sport then that actually
I'm
plays?
I'm holding out hope. Baseball.
He thinks it's going
to
be baseball.
Baseball's got to get back in early July. They got to get it together. So huge week next week for baseball. Chris Mannix, by the way, was on Dale and Keith yesterday and did say he doesn't see anything in the way of the NBA returning from what he's hearing. They're clear to return as well. Nothing's going to stop them. It's different, though, right? They're just playoff runs for baseball. It's a whole season they're going to be flushing down the toilet. Tom Brady documentary coming to ESPN in 2021. ESPN working to produce it in assistance with Gotham Chopra, the man who did Tom vs. Time and 199 Productions. So, again, I mean, Jordan's people were involved in The Last Dance. You're not going to get total insight here. It's all going to be
Brady spin. Yeah. It's going to be Brady love fest.
Yep. Jets and their safety, Jamal Adams, stalled in contract talks. They trade now possible. He's only 3 years into the league, Wiggy, but he wants a new deal. He's got 2 years left on his rookie deal, and he wants more money, like Christian McCaffrey. So it could be an issue for the Jets. That's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
I'm gone. Can I kick it to all the people who can quest like a tribe does? Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living.
Hey, Danielle, old show texter wants to know if the long-standing Friday before Memorial Day tradition will continue on the new show here at WEEI, and I didn't even think about that.
I think we got to keep that in place, bud. A lot of people look forward to that every year, and it's a very nice tribute.
Can we do that though? I mean,
sure, why not? Sure, you can do anything you want.
Right. I mean,
can we do that?
Right. Come on, man.
I mean, can you imagine?
The man with the gold makes the rules. You got the gold.
Just block downstairs Joe's number for the rest of the day.
Can you imagine the deep state around this place if I played a full song on the morning show at WEEI? I mean, it matters, bro. It's a long-standing tradition from the old show.
Right. I'd say you're at the top of the food chain.
Are you a crier?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
You don't, never?
No. I mean, when my mother passed away, but other than that.
I mean, what about when you get sentimental
No.
Do you cry when Fitzy does stand up?
That's a different type of cry. It's a painful cry.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
That's more like you're looking for the quarter on the ground because I'm embarrassed to be next to him.
You might cry if we do the old show tradition on the new show. If we did it, we'd do it. Maybe we'll do it during the 9 o'clock hour.
All right, I'd like to see. I'd like to be part of that.
You want to be part of it?
Yeah, I mean, you know,
maybe at like 9:30 or thereabouts this morning. Old show on the new show. Hello, Cliff.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
So I grew up in South Boston, right across from Carson Beach. I was always at the beach.
Yeah.
The beach has microbes that help you heal. The sand has minerals. The beach is good. It's all about keeping us sick. They just want to keep us sick.
Well, I don't think people want to keep you sick, but I do think they enjoy sometimes the power to create the rules.
That's all it is.
So I don't understand why one can go to the beach in some places this weekend, but can't get in the water.
Right.
I don't know why one can't go to the beach today here in Massachusetts when it's going to be 85, but they could go to the beach on Monday.
Right.
I don't know why you need to park your vehicle 18 feet away from another vehicle when parking at the beach. I don't know why you couldn't have people playing volleyball. I mean, how many people could you have a 3-on-3 sand beach volleyball game? That's six people.
Aren't the same people that are playing volleyball, aren't those the same people, most of the time, in the same group? So those are the same people that you're going to be around, that you're going to be less than 6 feet away from. It's not like you're just going to the beach and you're just, hey, grabbing three random people to play volleyball. It's usually when the people are playing hacky sack or throwing a frisbee. It's because they're friends or their family. They're in that group anyways.
But, Wiggy, think about how moronic this is. The virus spreads indoors far more than outdoors.
Right.
Yet we are forcing people to remain indoors.
Mm-hmm.
The virus afflicts those that are obese, mm-hmm. that have respiratory issues. So we're telling people, don't play volleyball, mm-hmm. don't exercise, right. stay in
stay
your
home
house,
and eat.
Drink right. and eat all day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It is patently idiotic.
But I have no problem with the drink and eat all day part. I really
no,
don't.
You've nailed
but
that.
It's like you said, it's about people having the power to do these things because they're not giving you any reasoning on why. Why can't you go to the beach? It would be better. And see, the problem with a lot of these people, politicians who make these rules, they've never grown up in the situation where they probably maybe didn't bend the rules a little bit. Because if they were smart, they'd know by telling people, hey, you can't do this, it's going to make them want to do it even more. Where if they said, go to the beach, enjoy it, but be safe and be smart,
mm-hmm.
people would then go there and do the right thing.
Yeah.
But when they're saying, no beach, you can only go into the water above your ankles, now people are going to be like, F you, I'm going to do it. And that's when you're going to have beach volleyball and barbecues and everything else.
This is the weekend. Like, people have been cooped up inside mm-hmm. for 2 months.
Right.
It's going to be sunny and 85 degrees today.
Right. And the barbecue, the grills are going to be open for business.
Well, yep. I hope nobody's going to be double dipping.
Well,
better not be. That's my guac.
What about a condiment array? Is that okay? I mean, are people sharing the same condiment delivery system? What if somebody puts their hand on the ketchup bottle and then somebody else immediately
CDC
does it?
Tells us.
I would say
it's very difficult to get it from touching the ketchup bottle.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're complaining about, Greg. You've had like the best life of any American the last 2 months.
No,
this has been torture for me. I haven't been able to go to events and leave early, Ken.
He's got like speakeasy entries all
no,
over
no,
the city.
What are you
harumph.
Stop with that, please. That would be
go to events and leave early. What a life. I know,
but
for the donut.
Listen, I just, this is Memorial Day weekend, and we're talking about the beach, outside,
right.
on the water, lots of room. Let people know how to social mm-hmm. distance themselves at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Let them sit there in their beach chair.
Right.
Let them, I mean, in Maine, Ocean Park, my beach, you can't sit in a chair.
Right. Right. Why?
Like, what's the point of that?
Where are these politicians to answer the questions? Where are they? Where's Marty? Where's Charlie, right? Call us up. Answer the, why can't I go to the beach on Sunday or Saturday when the sun's going to be out, but I can't go on Monday? Please tell me why.
Why?
Oh, Nancy.
What's the reason why the curfew's still in place? 9 p.m. What's
I don't get...
What is the reason? What's the reason?
311 loves bitching about the curfew, so that may be a reason.
They do, yeah. We're doing 311 at 8, right?
Yes.
Does anyone realize that there's something called the coronavirus that's going on that's contagious?
Yes.
No, Marty.
Yes, we do, Mr. Mayor. He's never calling again. I mean, that was it.
Oh, he said he was.
That's pretty weak sauce if he doesn't. I mean, it's called the democracy. People have the right to disagree.
No, I love the show, by the way. It's great. Yeah, I listen to you almost every morning.
I listen to his every morning. I used to listen to his every morning.
Back in the day.
We praise him when he does
listen,
well.
I
last time you apologized to him, you were like backpedaling the entire interview. Unbelievable.
If I'd known you were listening, I wouldn't have said those things. let's see. This is Paul from Lynn. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hey, on the front page of the Lynn item, Swanskett has emergency orders, okay?
Yeah.
The state allows 10 people to congregate. In Swampscott, no one can congregate in the parks, beaches, or anywhere outside the private backyard. That's mm-hmm. on the front page of the paper today.
Wait a minute.
That's crazy. You're walking down the street, you're meeting your mother and father, you can't stop to talk to them?
Nope.
you can't congregate in the backyard?
You can in the backyard.
Okay.
That's the only place. On the beach.
Yeah.
No. The state allows 10 people to get together. Swampscott doesn't allow 2 people to get together.
So you couldn't even go for a walk in Swampscott.
You have to follow the arrows, Wiggs. Oh. The spray-painted arrows.
Well, I don't know about that. I know the arrows, but now they're saying you can't congregate.
Go to the Swampscott website.
What if you've been quarantined?
This is the front.
Paul, what if you've been quarantined the entire 65 days mm-hmm. with your family? And it happens to be you, your spouse, and 4 kids.
Right.
That's 6 of you.
Can't do
the
it.
The 6 of you
Not
can't.
Not Swampscott.
The 6 of you can't go on a beach together or walk downtown together?
According to the quote in the paper, no.
This is tyranny. This is communism.
I mean, what, like, what happens if you go to a beach and you actually get in the water and swim?
You get yanked out with a hook.
Sit. You're going to get hog-tied.
That's why they empty the prisons. They have to get all those people in there. They had to make space.
Right. Thank you.
This is Dan from New Hampshire, where they can eat outside. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how are you this morning?
What's up?
Very entertaining this morning. And listening. And my comment is, everything is about context, right? I mean, in March, let's say this is March 5th, and we were having this conversation about all this distancing and everything else, it would be one thing. But we didn't know a lot of information back then.
Yes. Now
we've got a lot more information about who this is affecting, and the bottom line is 95% of us are pretty safe in the context that we have. Mm-hmm. And I agree that, you know, we should just use our heads and let everyone do what they have to do, and let's get back to work, and let's get back to having fun.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's my comment.
You know why we can't do that? Because there'll be people like Ken and Dale that'll tell you, well, the reason why we can't do that is because there's always going to be those morons that go out there and don't pay attention to the rules. But that is, the morons that don't do these things is such a small part of everybody else, right? I would say 90% of us are doing the right things, and there's that, you know, 10% that might do something stupid, but we're suffering because of them.
Most people have been following the rules.
No, yeah. You followed. Oh, don't get me started. The Hillman week should be charted. That should be, there should be a 9-part docuseries on the week you just spent.
A maybe, COVID journal? Is yeah. that what you're looking
maybe
for?
Maybe I'll release the photos afterward. It'll be like the UFO photos that NASA finally released.
Don't you dare.
Instead of the man in the arena, it'll be the man in the kitchen.
The man in the dining room.
The man who couldn't figure out a virtual Zoom.
Hello, Megan.
Hey.
What's up?
So, I'm an overnight nurse, and I'm kind of bummed that you moved quarantine 311 to 8 o'clock. By the time it comes around, I'm home.
Well, you can stream it. You know, all you got to do is go to weei.com and stream us. You can enjoy it that way, or you can hear it as a podcast later. You'd prefer to be at 7:20?
At like 7:20, 7:30, yeah, because when I get home, I'm already worked for 13 hours. I got to go to bed.
All right. Well, listen, don't sleep all day because it's going to be beautiful today. It's going to be 85.
I'm glad you guys are also telling me the weather, because I did not know that until I heard you.
It's going to be beautiful. So what you should do is wake yourself up and then
go to a beach.
Nope. Yeah, go stand outside in your backyard by yourself all day. Okay?
I'll make sure to do that. I'll be the woman in the backyard.
Yes.
Wear sunscreen.
All right. That sounds great. All right. Coming up, we will get to the news with Danielle.
It's time for
good news for you this morning.
The news.
In 3, 2, 1.
With your host.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at 3 things. Fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health. Specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
News team! Assemble!
By the way, a texter says the most anticipated writings of 2020, my food journal and my quarantine movement journal.
Oh.
Both will never be seen. Both.
No, on both the movement will. Journal.
Both. I'm saving them for the library. You know how the presidents do their library? I'm going to save those for my library at some point.
Don't you mean library?
You will never know what I have done during quarantine other than simply follow the guidelines, comrade.
I'm going to publish it and make a fortune. Tales from Behind Greg Hill.
The Greg Hill Library is just going to be ranch dressing.
There is a new Northeast Men's Health office open in Dedham next to Legacy Place. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com or call 617-793-5000.
So we never got to dumbest of the day.
Yes.
And the president was talking about his coronavirus test results, and he's got the strongest kind of test results you can possibly get, and he kind of does a little bit of a Wiggy Speak thing going on, but here's President Trump.
I had a 2-week regimen of hydroxychloroquine, and I've taken it, I think, just about 2 weeks. I think it's another day. So And I'm still here. I'm still here. And I tested very positively in a in another sense. So this morning, yeah, I tested positively toward negative, right? So, no, I tested perfectly this morning. Meaning I tested negative.
Now, if you go to a beach and you get in the water with somebody who's on the chloroquine, would that protect you from the
COVID?
Getting a COVID?
I would think so.
No, okay. All
right. I mean, all right. I haven't taken any what is it? Hydrochloroquine? Yeah.
You know what? If by the end of the 70 days or whatever it is, if Wiggy can pronounce hydroxychloroquine, then we will have won.
I miss hydroxychloroquine, man. The old stuff. With the ephedrine. That was good. Now, we have 3-1. We've talked about this a couple times. We have 3-1-1 for you to narc out your neighbors. Now you've got work 3-1-1 in mass. Attorney General Maura Healey has created two ways for employees to report unsafe working conditions. Earlier this week, she announced a fair labor hotline and a new complaint form that workers can use to let the state know if they see any kind of violations at their workplace, no PPE, social distancing issues, et cetera, et cetera.
Don't we already have that, like OSHA?
I don't know if everything would. I mean, OSHA's federal, so.
Okay, well, don't we have a state one already? Like,
I don't know.
Do we need a specific one for
clearly
for coronavirus violations in the workplace.
The fact that you don't know, I think we do, yeah. You're unclear? This is clear?
Everybody's going
to
be...
I just show up to work, and generally, whatever it is, it's in front of me. I just kind of do the thing.
Oh,
I just,
man. Like, put it in the corona box.
You're not working in a
leave all your comments
plan.
There.
There would be a lot of shrinkage if I was working in a meat packing plant. I'll tell you that much.
Like Rocky.
There'd be some ribeyes that disappeared
every
Friday.
You need to have, when people do come back to work, and you know, like they have the comment box and stuff like that, if they actually put a place, you know how we do 3-1-1 here? You actually need to do some of the Corona 3-1-1 ones.
We'll see if we can get Maura Healey to allow us access to that. I'm sure they'll be public. I'm sure they will.
I went to the bathroom.
I don't know when. I mean, that doesn't apply to Boston, because even though the governor said that workplaces could go back at 25%, the mayor's not comfortable with that yet.
So mayor shut him down. Yeah,
so that won't be.
So who has the real power, the governor or the mayor?
I don't even know. What was the last time
phase one is what we're calling start.
Phase four is called never. So, you know, speaking of the mayor, there may be some provisions when it comes to restaurants in Boston. Marty's been working with businesses trying to figure out how they can reopen restaurants and do all the social distancing.
Outside.
A couple different things. Yeah.
He's announced yesterday that he's going to waive try to expedite the process to get the outdoor dining allowed, because in this state, this will surprise you, but we have a rule that exists where you can't sit on a patio outside and enjoy an adult beverage if you aren't buying food.
Right.
No.
So,
which is stupid.
In this particular case, they have decided, in their courtesy and kindness, they've granted some people the opportunity when they can open to allow somebody to have a drink
pretty cool.
outside.
Because maybe you do like the outside bar, right? If you're concerned about people being at the bar, maybe you make the indoor bar, you just make it the outside
bar.
You
can't have people sitting at a bar stool in proximity to other people. I mean, it'd be every other bar stool. And if you wanted to hit on the person next to you, you'd go, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, but that's...
Or if you wanted to tell your problems to the bartender, isn't that what people do? Would you yell like your wife cheated on you? Would you yell that across the bar at the bartender if you were 12 feet away?
If you're the guy that's going to talk to the bartender about that, you want everyone to hear you. So yes, you 100% would yell that from 12 feet away.
A hot dog a sandwich?
Do you know, Greg, what the cost is for those one-day outdoor permits?
I don't know.
Be interested to see if they're going to lift any of the fees associated with those.
Well, you notice that when they want to get rid of a provision in the name of corona safety, it's just done, finished.
Right. Done. Can we bring back happy hour?
When it comes to opening restaurants and bars back up, there's a long process involved that the restaurant and the bar has to go through.
So when when restaurants open, their bars can't be open. Is that
correct?
What the rule is?
Yes.
And then when are you able to have the bar part of your restaurant open?
Is there soon as the man in the arena airs on ESPN.
Yep.
Isn't that a big part of, like, you know, restaurants, is people just going in there and, like, you know, standing at the bar,
or eating dinner at the bar.
Yes, yes.
And it's also the most profitable part of a restaurant.
Correct.
All right. What else, Danielle?
There's a very odd story in the news from Houston about a 65-year-old man who died, and it's a weird backstory that involves an 81-year-old male relative and sadomasochism. Craig Lamell is 65, and he told police that he'd been walking on a bike trail in Houston last November when he was attacked and beaten by three men. He was hospitalized and later passed due to some severe head injuries. So they had no idea, no information about the three guys that allegedly attacked him. The case effectively went cold. Then a relative, we don't know how these two guys are related, but an 81-year-old relative named Alan Bischoff was laid off from his job. And when the IT people at work were going through the guy's emails, they found personal emails where he had written that he and the guy that died had a sexual relationship and they engaged in sadomasochistic behavior.
Uh-oh. Oh,
I guess the younger guy had requested the older guy to basically beat him up, and the older guy punched him with his fists, and that's how he got the head injury. Oh, so the two of them concocted the mugging story to try to cover it up. Now, the 81-year-old guy has not been charged, but he did speak with a news outlet.
Well, it's a little premature to be doing that right now. I need to be taken down by the bondsman.
Right.
I have an attorney I'm going to be setting up. Okay. Matter of fact, I'm meeting him tomorrow. So it's going to be later this week or next week before I'm prepared to talk.
Is he speaking like through a gimp mask or something like that?
Sam Elliott will play that guy in the real life version of that story.
I don't think we've ever played gimp mask 911 call on this show, Danielle. Played it a lot.
The priest?
Yeah, the priest.
Wow. Yes.
That could be something else that you can do with old show, new show, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That wasn't a gimp mask. It was a ball gag.
Oh, yeah, it was a ball gag. Yeah, sorry about that.
Things I never thought I'd say in my life on the radio as a correction during a news segment.
Ball gag.
Another thing I never thought I'd be covering is this alleged monkey in Tewksbury that's on the loose. Uh-huh. People are trying to figure out, is it a monkey? Where is the monkey? Where did the monkey come from? Police have been getting a lot of calls in Tewksbury. If you missed the story yesterday, someone had spotted what appeared to be like a capuchin-looking monkey in a backyard. They took a photo of it. They don't know if it came from a household or what the deal is, but we've got some audio from the police radio about the monkey.
56 to Carolus Drive. They think that they heard a monkey in the woods near their home.
Okay, I'm right around the corner. I will go see if I can find the monkey.
Somebody had a monkey at their house.
I don't think it's a monkey. I think it's a fisher.
How would you? You're not going to confuse a fisher cat for
a
monkey.
Right?
Yeah, you could.
The minky.
Yeah. I think somebody probably has. Don't people get monkeys for pets?
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
So yeah. Somebody probably had a monkey in Tewksbury and it
perches right there on your shoulder.
Right.
Greg, I don't think you've ever told this story on the new show about the time on the old show when you were cornered by a vicious fisher in the parking structure at 20 Guest Street.
Yes, I was.
Coming into work.
The old parking garage.
Fisher cat.
Whistling my way into work, getting there early to do some prep about 4:15 or so. And all of a sudden, I rounded the corner and there was an angry fisher cat.
Mm.
Peed my pants on the spot.
He did, and then he slapped some dirt on it, so that someone thought he would slid into home base.
Yeah, Nick steak pants.
I don't believe that you would mistake a fisher cat for a monkey.
Sure, no. You could. No.
Yeah.
From that far, the photo that the news released was basically a Bigfoot level photo.
Yeah, I think probably somebody had it as a pet.
Sick.
Like an illegal pet.
Yeah, and their monkey went missing.
Oh, you could definitely. I looked up a fisher cat. You could definitely mistake that for
really?
Absolutely. I think it's a fisher. Yeah.
You ever hear the fisher cats when they scream at night?
It's terrifying.
It really is.
Terrifying.
It's awful, Ken. It's like, it's
nah,
like,
there's no way you can mistake. I'm looking at a Fisher cat now. There's no way you can mistake that picture from.
Sure,
no,
you could. Yes, no you way. Could, Wiggs. That's a Fisher.
You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. That looks
you out of your mind.
It looks like the way it's sitting, it's kind of sitting upright. You know, Fisher cat can't sit upright.
Sounds yeah, like Castiglione when he really hits that high peak.
When he falls out of the chair.
Oh, poor Joe.
Joe must be going crazy with no games.
He's put on a lot of weight. He's been having that eggplant rollatini every night down in Florida.
Mozzarella on top of the eggplant. Inside the eggplant is the ricotta.
But then again, he is in Florida, so they're open down there. So he might be moving around.
Oh, yeah, he's probably going out and going.
Just got no baseball.
Doing things, going to happy hour or whatever. Happy hour at 3 p.m. all right. Anything else? Special. Anything else, Danielle?
Yeah, I figured since the beaches are going to be opening on Monday, it's worth a mention that one of our Massachusetts beaches did land on Dr. Beach's top 10 list for the year for the best beaches in the United States of America.
Oh, which one?
Coast Guard Beach in Cape Cod, which is made, I believe, this beach has made the list quite a few times. That came in at number 8 on the list of best beaches in the country.
No campfires, though.
No campfires.
I never even heard of Coast Guard Beach.
Awesome beach.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that, where is it? Is it Wellfleet?
It is by
Eastham.
Eastham, that area.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't understand. Like, what's the problem with a campfire? It brings people in. Like, people see a campfire.
The hot air rises from the fire, Greg, and then the coronavirus particles get trapped in that air, and then it dissipates, and then it falls back down in residential neighborhoods.
Right. They'll find one doctor of disease that out there that will say what Danielle said, and they'll hitch their wagon to that one.
Did you tweet that information from that doctor?
Yes, the doctor out in California.
Okay.
I tweeted and I tagged the Greg Hill and Ken Laird.
Okay, and he's concerned about that,
yeah, he's
right?
trying to tell, you know, obviously the governor of California, things need to kind of get back to normal.
Yeah. All right, we are going to get, Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
We're going to get to Quarantine 311 coming up next. We'll go over some of the calls that some of our fellow residents have made trying to turn in their neighbors over the last 24 hours. 8:20, we're going to talk to Mike Boyle, who's a well-known guy when it comes to professional athletes in Boston in getting them in shape. You know, yeah. Mike Boyle.
Yeah, I sent my kids to his place in Middleton.
He's another voice when it comes to reopening gyms.
Mm-hmm.
Another guy who's frustrated by the situation that we're in. So we'll talk to him at 8:20. And then I think we will continue the annual tradition, the Friday before Memorial Day tradition from the old show, and play a full song that'll cause you to, your tears will well up, Wiggy. So
right.
we'll do that about 9:30 or so on today's show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.